is Justin Wong. It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Welcome back. The centre-left Social Democrats in Germany and its leader Olaf Scholz are closer to forming a government 10 days after winning the federal election, as the Green Party and the Liberal pro-business FDP party agreed to start coalition talks. This also follows outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats facing their worst electoral performance. Dr. Mona Kroll is a lecturer at Victoria University. I spoke to her on Monday and I began by asking how the election panned out for the parties.
So I don't think we really need an introduction to the electoral system. It's very similar to New Zealand's electoral system. Germany has two votes as well, one for direct candidate and one for a party list. So everything, you can basically imagine it like New Zealand. So basically, I think the striking points of this election is, on the one hand, the comeback of the SPD, the Social Democrats, who under Merkel basically did not manage to get a foot into the door and did very badly. But now they have they are plus 5.2%, so they have really won back. They are the strongest parliamentary group now. They will have 206 seats. And the majority of Germans actually want their top candidate, Olaf Scholz, as the new chancellor, whereas the CDU post-Merkel did very badly. So they had the highest losses ever, 8.9% percentage points. They clearly lost the election. They might govern, though, depending on how coalition talks end. But they really kind of messed up during the campaign. So I think another pretty interesting point about this election is how the small parties did. They did very well, the Green Party and the FDP, and they might be the kingmakers now, deciding on which coalition will govern. Though the Greens definitely were kind of beyond the expectations in the end. Even if this was kind of their best result and a record result, they could have done even better given where they were standing in the polls before already.
Let's talk about the SPD for a second. Who is Olaf Scholz?
Mm-hmm. So Olaf Scholz currently is the Vice Chancellor and the Minister of Finance. So 48% of the Germans currently want him as a chancellor. I would say kind of he's a very pragmatic guy within the SPD, kind of standing very kind of centrist within the party, able to negotiate with both wings of the party. And he's kind of a very quiet guy who probably isn't the most charismatic candidate you could ever imagine, but somebody who kind of was simply the better alternative compared to what the CDU presented with Armin Laschet, who clearly was not wanted by Germans. Only 24% wanted him as a chancellor. And most Germans believe that the CDU would have done much better with Markus Söder, who was also competing for becoming the party's chancellor candidate, but did not make it compared to Armin Laschet. And I think Olaf Scholz's strength was really kind of a quiet but kind of solid campaign, whereas the CDU kind of was, their candidate was kept blundering along during the entire campaign from mistake to mistake. And that actually kind of helped the SPD. He's now much more favored by people than actually his party is, the SPD, Olaf Scholz. Yeah.
Let's talk about the CDU, CSU for now. Like you said, their votes dropped tremendously at this election. Could it be because of Angela Merkel leaving? So that's why the voters decided to not vote for them as well?
So part of this is definitely Angela Merkel leaving. She was always somebody who was favored even across party lines by people. So 60% of the Germans currently think that the void that Merkel has left won't be filled by anybody soon. Even SPD, Green, Left Party and FDP supporters think that not only CDU-CSU supporters. And so she was governing for so long that there was not really somebody that was kind of a natural follow-up candidate to her anymore and was seen as such. So I think probably her party is also not as favored by their voters anymore as it was in the past. People for years voted for Merkel, but not for the CDU. And I think this is becoming clear now now that the offer is not Merkel anymore, people are not voting for the CDU anymore. I think part of this is the story that she has social democratized the CDU in that grand coalition with the SPD over a long time and pushed the party to the left. But this is not necessarily something that the CDU-CSU voters want. They just wanted Merkel and liked her. But as soon as she was out, the party that she has left is not something that is kind of really attractive to voters. But I think a big part of the deal is also that Armin Laschet was a candidate who really did not do well in that campaign. So the CDU could have done better with another candidate, definitely.
Hmm. And touching on the minor parties now, the Greens, the Green Party in Germany have their best results. Could it be because of the issue of climate change getting more attention?
Yeah, interestingly, they had a record result, their best result basically ever, though they could have done a lot better. So it is actually the current result that they received is the worst result compared to the polls before the election since August 2018. So would Germans have voted on any other Sunday since August 2018, the Greens would have done better than they have been doing on election eve, exactly. So this is actually a disappointment for them, even if it was a record result. And they had a chance at a certain point to be the party that provides the chancellor and probably the strongest party. So they did not do as well as they could have done, which was also partly can be attributed to the campaign. And probably their candidate, Annalena Baerbock, who did not do that well as a chancellor candidate. So this is one of the reasons. It is also actually depressing for them that climate change is now the most important problem in that election. So people even kind of placed it before the coronavirus as a problem to solve. Nonetheless, it did not help them as much as it could have helped them. It might have gotten them the record result, but it did not give them the chancellery, which was totally in the book before the election.
There's also one party I want to talk about, is the Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD party. Well, their vote share at this election fell compared to the one last time, 4 years ago. Does it sound like it's only a sort of blip and they are on their way out?
It is hard to say if they are on their way out. I think this time there were certainly other topics that people cared about. During the 2017 election, they basically had the refugee crisis was a topic that people cared about, and they profited from that. This time there was no such topic. There were other topics that people cared about. The coronavirus was naturally something that only the government could tackle. And on the other hand, there was the environmental crisis, there's climate change. This was something that is clearly a topic of the Green Party. So they didn't have a kind of topic that would be seen as their competence issue that played into their cards and would have worked out for them. They are still kind of managed to stay in the parliament, in the Bundestag. This is surely a win for them. It could have also been over after the past 4 years for them. They actually kind of gained some ground here. But with parties like the AfD, you never really know how long they actually are going to survive there. They have a lot of internal struggles, and these kind of parliamentary groups can turn into a mess within a very short time period. So I think they have lost probably a bit for not having that topic this time that kind of would have allowed them to gain votes. But on the other hand, they also kind of managed to stay in the Bundestag. The problem of the AfD is not fully solved yet just because they lost a few percentage points.
A quick touch on coalition options before we go. So there are several coalition options out there. The one that you mentioned earlier is the Grand Coalition. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So the coalition options which currently would have a majority are the Kenya Coalition, then the Germany Coalition, the Traffic Light Coalition, the Jamaica Coalition, and the Grand Coalition. So that all sounds a little bit confusing, to kind of explain that, the ones that actually of those that have a chance would be the Traffic Light Coalition, the Jamaica Coalition, and the Grand Coalition. And they are basically named after the colors of the party. So the SPD's color is red, the Greens Party's color is green, of course, and the FDP's color is yellow. So that gives you a traffic light, and this is kind of the that gives you an SPD green FDP coalition, and that is one of the ones that is the most likely. Same like the Jamaica coalition, which is named after the flag and the party's color. So that would be the CDU, the Green Party, and the FDP, because the CDU's party color is black. This is also one of the ones that is very likely. And finally, we have the Grand Coalition. These are the two big catch-all parties, the CDU and the FDP. Not as likely as the ones including the smaller parties and one of the big parties, but you cannot rule it out. Last time in 2017, they were also talking about the Jamaica coalition for a very long time. Then the coalition talks failed and we ended with a grand coalition. So I would not fully rule out a grand coalition yet, though it's the least likely case. It will probably end with either a traffic light or a Jamaica coalition. Both are, I think, equally likely at that point. But it can still take a very long time until this is decided. So to give you an idea of the schedule, currently they're all still having bilateral exploratory talks. We are not even talking about coalition talks yet. So the SPD has bilaterally met with the FDP and the Greens, and same for the CDU, and both of the smaller parties, the Greens and the FDP, have met with each other. And the real coalition talks, they will start once this is sorted out. So currently they are still exploring if they in general could work together. Once there is a coalition on the table, the respective parties will have to sign off on this. So the SPD and the Greens already consider a vote by the party base, by the members, on a suggested coalition agreement. And it can still take very long. Though the only fixed date is kind of the constitutive session of the parliament on October 26th, but they don't have to have a coalition by that time already. So the current government can still go on. Last time we didn't have a coalition before February, and the election was in September. So it could still be that for the next few months, you will see Merkel as a chancellor for quite a while.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.